I mean, one thing I've seen recently that I kind of find a little bit disturbing is the way editors and by default directors have got to put music, mood music, over everything, or, you know, pop music. I mean, you find this particularly in dramas where, you know, let's throw a bit of the Eurythmics in because that says something about the thing. And even things like Casualty, Holby City, they'll have kind of almost like it become the best of, you know, the now 2011 version, because, you know, somebody likes a particular tune. Wouldn't it be nice to get the tune to do the emoting, and we can just mix through our actors doing this, that and the other. This introduction of music as the kind of the emoting factor then kind of spread to documentary. So it was normally we'd get a composer in and somebody who's creative who can come up with a tune, layer the whole of the show with music. You know, the way Hollywood, on its very, very predictable script, wants you to feel sorry for the widow or wants you to feel angry at the baddie. That tradition has kind of started to be introduced within a documentary, so that just hearing people speak is never quite enough. There needs to be some other element to keep their attention. TV executives are obsessed with this notion of if they're not hooked for 10 seconds, they'll be switching off. They'll be switching over to something else. So music is used as that hook. Or if something's not working successfully, rather than re-edit or reshoot it, somehow, you know, slabbing over a load of music will somehow adhere it together. Talking about points for new filmmakers. Now, I think if you're an investigative journalist, then your main priority is to get to the truth. Now, that could well be building up a trusting relationship so you can then scupper that person. Yeah, what do you really think about Rupert Murdoch? Yeah, I'm going to be taking Rupert Murdoch on. And then suddenly the next day it's in the Daily Express or whatever. That kind of duping people has almost become a legitimate journalistic tool. As everybody's trying to scam everybody else, that's kind of acceptable. Now, I think if you, as a documentary maker, I'm looking for a sort of different type of truth. I'm not really interested in people's dirty washing. I'm not interested in exposing corruption. What I'm interested in is finding out how people feel, how people think, and, you know, with my understanding of what the subject might be, how you can best represent what they've got to say, and certainly not misrepresent what they've got to say about a particular subject. Doing that essential research, unfortunately, that is time, which is money. There's a chap, Chris Malone, who is an independent filmmaker, does a lot of work that appears on ITV. You know, he'll find somebody who's allegedly a child killer and build those relationships up and then try and get an understanding of what a psychopath is, you know, and win an award in the process. Now, I can't see the point of that. They're liars, so why would you want to bother, you know, to find that out from them? They're lying to you, you know. Could have told you that. But I think people have incredibly interesting stories to tell. They've got really, really interesting lives. And if you've got a chance to build that respectful relationship and that people know that they can trust you, that is, you know, that's a fantastic thing. And when people are being honest and candid on screen and talking about how they really, really feel, that's something that that viewers connect with. BBC, just as, you know, retromania is the name of the game these days, you know, pop will eat itself, everything's sampled, regurgitated, there's not really a sense of the new horizon of pioneering stuff going forward. People keep endlessly digging into the past. The history of gardening shows, so they'll look back at Percy Thrower and, you know, I come down my greenhouse, black and white, and then suddenly he's advertising for ICI fertiliser, BBC get rid of him, and then you'll get somebody like Jeff Hamilton comes along, and then Titchmarsh. So television is actually examining itself and its own history, because it's long enough to do that. But as a